communities. How do you see that situation this time around? Is this going to be different, or do you anticipate those same kind of pushback and hard feelings?
We will see. But I will tell you that what we have been working to do is to work closely with governors, with localities, with local leaders, to give them detailed briefings on what our vetting process looks like, what the background check process looks like before any individual comes into the United States. And that is a background check process that's thorough before they are allowed to come in and step on U.S. soil. We also know that there are some people in this country, even some in Congress, who may not want to have people from another country come as refugees to the United States. That's a reality. We can't stop or prevent that on our own, but we are going to continue to communicate our intensive vetting process, and we've been working hard to do that behind the scenes, and we're going to continue to convey clearly that this is also part of who we are, part of the fabric of the United States, and not back away from that. Go ahead.
Thanks, Jen. There is an American that's been detained by the Taliban since last year. His name's Mark Friedrichs, and I'm wondering if the administration has been in negotiations to release him as part of these broader negotiations with the Taliban.
We certainly raise his case in every opportunity, and it has certainly been raised, but I don't have any update on that case.
And then you said that there's a threat for these remaining days that U.S. troops are in Kabul. Are there any additional precautions that are being taken to protect these troops? Obviously, you're not going to send in additional troops, but are there any other precautions that are being taken?
I don't think I'm going to get into operational details of what is happening on the ground. Certainly, there are steps taken to protect our troops on the ground by the commanders who are leading the efforts on the ground. Go ahead in the middle. Oh, go ahead.
There you go. That's Jen Psaki, presidential press secretary, meeting with the media. And that, by the way, was live, fulfilling the mission of Live and Local. We bring you the news as it happens. And so it is today on a just an incredibly sad day that there are 12 families that are going to be getting phone calls over the course of the next few hours from the military, maybe from the president, telling them of their loss. And there are still 15 military members who are injured as a result of these bombings. So, and by the way, when you go all the way back to the beginning, this did not have to happen this way. This has been mismanaged from day one. And I said earlier this week, more than once, I pray it doesn't come to this, but this is going to get much worse. And by the way, I will repeat it. It's still going to get worse. It is still going to be a blood flowing in the streets of Kabul. And it will be American blood. We are not done sacrificing our best and brightest. Anyway, stay where you are. More to come as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Come in now and get up to $50 off brake pads or shoes and a lifetime warranty.
A little bit after 3:30 as we check out our traffic cams at the moment, and do expect some delays as you enter the downtown area around US 95 southbound at Valley View. Only two lanes are available ahead of that, 515 eastbound at Main Street. Those lane reductions are also the opposite direction from Eastern into the Spaghetti Bowl. 515 westbound at Eastern is where those lane restrictions begin. And that's also causing some congestion on that transition ramp. Those leaving Interstate 15 northbound, merging over to all of that action on 515 eastbound. So you're going to need some extra time through there. And look for some heavy volumes on the Southern Beltway, too. 215 west at the airport connector and 215 eastbound at Gibson.
New Mail Medical presents this sports flash from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauly. The Raiders maybe have figured out their linebacker issue as they acquire middle linebacker Denzel Perryman from the Carolina Panthers. They get him for an exchange of draft picks as Las Vegas is going to get Carolina's 2022 seventh-round pick, while the Panthers are going to get the Raiders' 2022 sixth-round pick. Panthers had signed Perryman to a two-year deal this offseason. Las Vegas Aviators baseball, they were off yesterday. They get back at tonight as they open up a 12-game road trip. It starts with a series against Oklahoma City. It's going to be Homer Bailey on the mound tonight for Las Vegas. Bailey comes into the game with a 1-4 record and a 7.00 ERA. This Sports Flash is brought to you by New Mail Medical, 702-919-0609. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauly on AM 670 KMZQ, Talk Radio Done Right.
It's Macy's Ultimate Shopping Event with an extra 30% off top designer looks to take you from summer to fall when you use your coupon or Macy's card. Plus, get your beauty fix with 15% off this season's must-have fragrances, skincare, makeup, and more. And get it faster when you pick curbside or in-store. Or try same-day delivery powered by DoorDash right now at Macy's. Savings off regular sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply.
You've been putting back a few, and a few becomes a few too many. For a moment, you think of calling for a ride, but nah, you live nearby. What's the worst that could happen? You get pulled over, your insurance goes up, you lose your license, you total your car, you kill someone. The result of driving drunk are tragic. That's why law enforcement is out there looking for impaired drivers to save lives. So if you think you're okay to drive after a few drinks, think again. Drive sober or get pulled over. Paid for.
I'm Sam Peters, retired military officer, Bronze Star recipient, conservative business owner, and proud American patriot. For too long, we have felt the devastating impacts of liberal elected officials, the policies they force upon us, and sadly, those citizens that just get in line, forgetting the freedoms and liberties we have as Americans. In America, we have the right, no, the responsibility, to question our elected leaders. It takes courage, but it must be done. We must have the courage to say no to mandatory vaccines, critical race theory, socialism, and the censoring of our constitutional rights. We must hold our elected officials accountable and remind them that we elected them to represent us, not rule us. As you navigate your day today, remember, do it with conservative courage, because this is your America, and liberty still matters. This message is brought to you by Sam Peters, owner of Peters Family Insurance, a local business operating with conservative courage. Call us at 702-870-4000.
What happens in Las Vegas gets talked about on Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I'm not sure who I'm maddest at. Mad at the Taliban, ISIS-K, or our own president. I'm just not sure. The news conference. Did you see the news conference? He had a moment of silence there for the 12 now, which, by the way, has been upgraded to 13 members of the military who perished today in Kabul. And it did not have to happen. One of the things the president talked about, and to me this is stupid, because he is refusing to admit a mistake for trusting the Taliban. The deal was that the Taliban was in charge of essentially keeping folks at the airport on the outside of the fence under control. Well, clearly, they missed the ISIS-K member who detonated a bomb, and later another bomb at the Barron Hotel. But listen to this. This is cut nine. This is the president refusing to admit even a mistake in trusting the Taliban.
There's been some criticism, even from people in your party, about the dependence on the Taliban to secure the perimeter of the airport. Do you feel like there was a mistake made in that regard?
No, I don't. Look, I think General McKenzie handled this question very well. The fact is that we're in a situation, we inherited a situation, particularly since, as we all know, that the Afghan military collapsed 11 days before, in 11 days, that it is in the interest of, as McKenzie said, in the interest of the Taliban, that, in fact, ISIS-K does not metastasize beyond what it is, number one. And number two, it's in their interest that we are able to leave on time, on target. And as a consequence of that, the major things we've asked them, moving back the perimeter, giving more space between the wall, stopping vehicles from coming through, etc., searching people coming through. It is not what you'd call a tightly commanded, regimented operation like the U.S. is, the military is, but they're acting in their interest, their interest. And so, by and large, and I've asked the same question to military on the ground, whether or not it's a useful exercise. No one trusts them. We're just counting on their self-interest to continue to generate their activities. And it's in their self-interest that we leave when we said, and that we get as many people out as we can. Like I said, even in the midst of everything that happened today, over 7,000 people we've gotten out, over 5,000 Americans over. So it's not a matter of trust. It's a matter of mutual self-interest. But there is no evidence thus far that I've been given as a consequence by any of our commanders in the field that there has been collusion between the Taliban and ISIS in carrying out what happened today, both in front of the hotel and what is expected to continue for beyond today.
My problem with all of this is if they knew that this attack was imminent, why didn't they do something to stop it? If they had the intelligence and they were sending out announcements urging Americans to not come to the Abbey Gate, to not come to the airport, then why didn't they stop it? Why didn't they clear that entire area with the help of the Taliban or without? We knew that this kind of attack was imminent. And yet we could not stop it. Now we're getting into the whole issue of competence. And this administration, whether it's the southern border, whether it's outside of the gates at the Abbey Gate in Kabul, we failed. And 13 people are dead. 13 U.S. service members killed in the bombings. We'll talk more about this. I want to get your reaction. I, in particular, want to talk to those of you who have served proudly, maybe those of you that have served in Afghanistan. And I want to find out from you. Is there a way we could have prevented this? And I'm not just talking about today at 9:45 Eastern time. I'm talking about weeks ago, months ago, when we all knew that August 31st was looming. We did this all wrong, and military people of all persuasions are admitting as much. I'm going to open up our phone lines to you because I really want to talk to you. Today especially, I always want to talk to you, but I want to talk to you especially today because 13 members of our armed forces have made the ultimate sacrifice in a godforsaken land half a world away. And it didn't have to happen. 12 families are going to be grieving. They may not have even received the call yet or the visit. Anyway, we'll get to your calls coming up. 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. I want to hear from you. Tell Gentleman Jim Dallas if you're a first-time caller. He'll whisper it to me. I will blab it to everybody. We'll give you some extra love. We'll move you. We'll probably move you up in line and give you an opportunity. Again, that number, 844, the number 2, Nevada. 844-263-8232. I'm Kevin Wall. Stay where you are on AM 670 KMZQ.
Blend of breaking news, interesting views, and informative interviews. The Jim Bohannon Show, weeknights from 7 to 10 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
With the MultiCare Group, buying life insurance has never been easier. Whatever you need, life insurance, health insurance, even long-term care, we can help. Call 702-396-9449. The MultiCare Group has access to all the best markets for your needs. Life insurance quotes are available right now, and they're very inexpensive. In this uncertain world, you need affordability. If you're a male 50, you can buy life insurance of $500,000 for only $41. That's $41 a month. Give us a call today for your no-obligation quote. We provide you with all the personal services you need. And the best part, we will always be with you every step of the way. The MultiCare Group makes buying insurance simple. You may want to inquire about long-term care. We have the most innovative plans available. Call us and find out how you can get care at your own home from a long-term care policy. Call the MultiCare Group today and get peace of mind at 702-396-9449. That's 396-9449. Call us today.
Get the info you need to know with the KMZQ Newsflash, proudly sponsored by DeCastro Verde Law Group Personal Injury. Alex and Orlando DeCastro Verde will stand by you every step of the way, and their family will fight for yours.
It's finally happened. We're finally free. Hey, Kevin Wall here, and my friends at Ichabod's Lounge are at 100% capacity with the same old Vegas atmosphere customers have come to expect for more than three decades. Ichabod's, even after a pandemic, it's still one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. As they say at Ichabod's, we manage with generosity. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers and now super serving mask-free. Ichabod's Lounge features an incredible menu, including steaks, seafood, burgers, pastas, and five daily specials. And at Ichabod's Lounge, their kitchen is open 24/7 for you late-night foodies. Check out their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar. I just love it. You want to win? You want to celebrate our freedom? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
If you know the facts, you'll get the vax. 99% of hospital COVID patients are unvaccinated. Protect yourself and get vaccinated today at CSN's North Las Vegas or Charleston campus. Need another reason? You could win big prizes. What are you waiting for? Get vaxxed.
Hi, I'm State Senator Scott Hammond. These are difficult times for all of us, a time set apart. But our Las Vegas community has always come together when we need to. We all have a part to play, and it is heartwarming to know that our community is strong enough to fight this. Many of you also have questions or concerns, which is why I have compiled as much information and resources on my website as possible. Please visit HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. That's HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. Paid for by Friends of Scott Hammond.
This place has a pulse. You hear it in the canopy, feel it in the ground. Life, fully illuminated, engulfs you. From the birds singing in the treetops above to the tiniest insects in the soil below, you take a deep, cleansing breath, filling your lungs with the essence of the forest. Now, imagine it's all gone. Healthy, life-giving forests reduced to nothing. No singing birds, no lush canopy, and water and food in short supply around the world. Time is running out to protect our forests, and without our love, they can and will disappear. It's our choice. Love it or lose it. Help protect our forests. Visit World Wildlife Fund at wwf.org/love.
big name guests, the news of the day, mixed in with a diversity of opinions. Live and Local with Kevin Wall, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
As I said, I guess early this week, maybe even late last week, this whole thing is going to get ugly, and it's going to get ugly and more ugly and more ugly. And people are going to die. And what did I say earlier this week? That there would be American blood spilled in the streets of Kabul before this is all done. And the Afghan people. We already have reports, media reports, of mass executions. Taking a gun to a guy's head and blowing his brains out. That's what's going on right now. And you know what? It's going to get worse. The president spoke to the nation just about an hour and a half ago. And I want you to hear the president being asked, really what I think is the critical question right now, is will he extend that August 31st deadline, which is next Tuesday? We're at Thursday. Listen to the president just a little more than an hour ago.
I have said leaving Afghanistan is in the national interest of the United States. After today's attack, do you believe you will authorize additional forces to respond to that attack inside Afghanistan? And are you prepared to add additional forces to protect those Americans who remain on the ground carrying out the evacuation operation?
I've instructed the military, whatever they need, if they need additional force, I will grant it. But the military, from the chairman of the Joint Chiefs, the commanders in the field, have all contacted me one way or another, usually by letter, saying they subscribe to the mission as designed, to get as many people out as we can within the time frame that is allotted. That is the best way, they believe, to get as many Americans out as possible and others. And with regard to finding, tracking down the ISIS leaders who ordered this, we have some reason to believe we know who they are, not certain, and we will find ways of our choosing without large military operations to get them. Wherever they are.
Wow. Tough talk from this president who has been a milquetoast so far. Let's sit down and negotiate with him. Negotiating with him. How's it going so far? Anyway, that was the president. And now the question that I need answered, and I want you to hear Phil Mudd. I disagree with him a lot. He's an anti-Trump guy, talking head for CNN. But he's also former FBI and former CIA. He was on with Jake Tapper. Why couldn't we stop the Kabul bombings? We knew that ISIS-K was on the warpath, and we knew what they wanted to do. And they had said they would do it at the airport. Well, if you knew that, how come you couldn't stop it? This was Phil Mudd with Jake Tapper earlier today on CNN.
Phil, you used to work for the CIA and the FBI. Let me ask you, because I'm confused about something. For days now, the Biden administration has been warning about an attack just like this one, an IED or suicide or a VB-IED attack from ISIS-K. We've heard it from the National Security Advisor, from the Secretary of State, from President Biden. How is it that we can have that kind of specific fear and yet not have the details about when the attack would actually happen?
Let me tell you, this is day-to-day threat stuff. You deal with this every morning and every evening. Let me give you a couple characteristics of threat reporting and what you do about it. The characteristics are sources and wires. You get threats from people, and you get threats from things like intercepted communications. Let me take you into the kinds of general threats you would get that would lead you to talk about stuff like this. You're on wires with people who are known to be ISIS-K, and somebody on that wire, a known terrorist, said, "I've heard the big one is coming at Kabul Airport." It's not specific. You can't close down the entire airport, you're not sure it's going to happen. What do you do with that? You have an informant. An informant sitting around the campfire. He can't ask questions because he'll get killed if he asks questions. Somebody around the campfire said, the operational commander says, the big one's coming at Kabul Airport. You report back. What are you going to do? I'll close by saying your follow-up question would be, why do you talk about this? We used to call this duty to warn. If an American citizen is threatened and the information is not specific enough to take action, you still have to tell that American citizen, we have stuff in that leads us to be concerned. We have to tell you, because if we sit on it and there's an attack, it's worse.
And it would be. But that's not a satisfactory answer. The answer is, we failed. We failed those 13 U.S. service members in the worst way. So sad. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on this very, very special day where America lost 13 of our best and brightest in the streets of Kabul, at the airport, and at the hotel, the Baron Hotel. It is so incredibly sad. 12, 13 now families that are going to have a loss forever. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Breaking news, newsmakers, and political heavy hitters, all before the sun comes up. The Hugh Hewitt Show, weekday mornings from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
When you need legal expertise, you got a lot of options. Heck, just spend a few minutes watching local TV, you'll see plenty of legal help. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Look, no one ever wants to need an attorney. But when you do, it's important to hire one who knows the law. But more importantly, you need an attorney who shares your conservative values. That's why my small business, Battleborn Radio, trusts Craig Mueller to handle all our legal needs. Craig was born and raised here in Las Vegas, and he's our legal expert on Live and Local Now. Craig's been defending the Constitution for more than three decades, protecting your rights. And if you're hurt, in a car accident, or on the job, Craig Mueller will get you the money you deserve. I trust Craig Mueller with my small business. You can too. Call Craig at 702-887-1731. That's 702-887-1731. 887-1731. Or visit Craig online at CraigMuellerLawyer.com. That's CraigMuellerLawyer.com.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. Okay, call me stubborn. For the last few years, I've been asking friends, family, and even business associates to repeat what they were saying. Huh? What? Excuse me? All became a major part of conversations. I knew I had hearing loss, but I put it off. It wasn't until several friends urged me to get checked that I finally gave in. So I asked Steve Romeo at Quality Hearing Aids to test my hearing, and he confirmed what I had suspected. Not only did I have hearing loss, but there were words I could hear but not understand. Steve fitted me with new hearing aids, and the difference has been incredible. Now they've even hooked me up to my smartphone so I can make calls anywhere. It's like night and day. If hearing loss is causing you to miss out on conversations, call my friend Steve Romeo at Quality Hearing Aids. The number, 702-369-1321. That's 702-369-1321. Or check them out at QHALV.com. That's QHALV.com.
The legislative session was a predictable mess for those of us who believe in free markets, limited and accountable governments, and individual liberty. However, understanding which lawmakers voted for what bills, well, that's just the beginning of being able to hold our elected officials accountable for their actions. What took place in Carson City during the session goes far beyond just the votes that they cast. Nevada Policy's legislative report card is your complete guide to what happened behind the scenes of Nevada's 81st legislative session. Not only is each lawmaker graded on their actions in key policy areas, but we break down exactly how the process unfolded throughout the session. That includes the backroom deals, the trade-offs, and the political nonsense behind every key piece of legislation. Go to nevadapolicy.org/report card and sign up to be the first to receive our 2021 legislative report card when it comes out this summer. That's nevadapolicy.org/report card. This Nevada Policy update has been brought to you in partnership with the Nevada Trucking Association.
The same great show with the same great host, just at a new address. Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
And by the way, if you think that I'm hitting the administration too hard about knowing what was going to happen, let's go to